As we conclude our series of shiurim on the subject of emes, the Gemara, the Rishonim ask that our Gemara identifies the three situations where Avdi Rabbanan the Mishanim Ilayu. So Tosfos asks, Tosfos the Rimaskel Bushpiza asks, that the Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Samechei Amud Beis teaches us Mutar L'Shanos Mebnei Darkei Shalom. So we see it's not only in these three situations that one is allowed to be Mishana, but always when it's Darkei Shalom you're allowed to be Mishana. So Tosfos answers that that's exactly Pshat in this Gemara. When the Gemara says that the Mishana in these three things, the reason that we're allowed to say something which isn't 100% accurate is because of Darkei Shalom. Just says Tosfos, these situations that are identified in our Gemara are the situations which are most common when people are Mishanim Ilayu, and that's why they're spoken about. The Mashah has a different pshat. Mashah says what the Gemara here teaching us is that even these situations, which really maybe aren't pure situations of Darkei Shalom, are also in that broad category of Darkei Shalom. However, other Mefarshim take a different approach. And their approach is that by Darkei Shalom, one is obligated to say something which is not truth. In the Gemara's cases that are identified here, one is allowed to be Mishanim Ilayu, but one is not obligated to do so because it's not in the category of Darkei Shalom. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has somewhat of a different approach. His approach is that by Darkei Shalom, you're allowed to be Mishana. You're allowed to sort of divert, but you're not allowed to lie. In the cases of Al Gemara, a sheker itself was said. It seems quite clear from everything that we're discussing that we're supposed to avoid saying sheker under all circumstances. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained that even when a person is saying something which is not true, in his heart, he always has to remain with the truth. But even though we're learning now how one is supposed to avoid sheker at all cost, the Mefarshim, the Paiskim, do discuss certain circumstances where maybe we could be a little more lenient. In the Shas Tshuvas Torah Lishma, Simon Shin Samech Dalet, discusses what are the circumstances that the Halacha allows somebody to be Mishana Menasholem. So he gives a number of examples. One is the Gemara Masechta Brachos. The Gemara Masechta Brachos says, "Lamaid l'shoyn chaloy me'eni yedeya." Get accustomed to say that you don't know. Shema tispade v'tei nechse v'nechse b'tvarecha. Because sometimes you really won't know, and if you got into the custom that you need to be able to answer every question, you may end up lying, or you may end up saying something that you shouldn't say. In a situation where you're concerned that you may get embarrassed, the example that we've been discussing, where if you say you learned a certain mesechta, and people will ask you questions on that mesechta, and you won't know how to answer, that's a situation the Torah Lishma says you'll have to say, I don't know, I didn't learn. He says, a very bechidish, that if you are convinced that the halacha is a certain way, but if you're going to say that that's the halacha, people will not necessarily accept your psak. So what you do is, you say the halacha in the name of an Adam Gadol. You say, this psak that I'm saying is the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Even though Rav Moshe didn't say it, but that's the way you want what you're saying should be accepted. That's permitted. In the way of teaching Talmidim, in other words, if you want to say something to your shir, and you want to make sure that they react, so you'll say something which is incorrect to see that they react and tell you, well, what you're saying is incorrect. That's permitted. Another place where it's permitted is Kala Nova Chasuda. You come to a wedding and you tell the Mechatanim what a wonderful chassan, what a wonderful kala there is here, even though maybe they're not as great as you're saying. The Gemara Masechta Ksubas teaches us that we paskin like Beis Hillel, that we're allowed to say kala no v'chasuda. Or, if you say something which is not 100% true, in order that people should not give you credit, you don't want to have covered, you don't want people to make an issue out of you, and therefore you try to divert attention from yourself, even from something that you did which is very good, that also is permitted. However, he quotes the famous Gemara in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Samech Gimel. The Gemara says that Chiya bar Rav, mother, had a tendency that whatever a father told him, whatever his father told his wife to do, she did the opposite. If he asked her to cook beans, she cooked potatoes. So Chiya bar Rav came up with a very simple etza. He'll tell his mother, cook potatoes. And if he'll tell his mother to cook potatoes, she'll cook beans. So Chiya bar Rav, so all of a sudden he sees that his wife's doing whatever he asks. So he figured out what's happening here. He says, "At loy taver hachi, kadesh loy targel b'shoincha b'sheker." Even where there's a good intention, we need to be careful and to think, will it create a situation that a person will become accustomed to lying? And even when lying maybe is permitted, if it's going to create a situation where the person is going to become accustomed to lying, it's Asur. The Sefer Chassidim, Siman Tuf Chav Vav, says, if somebody approaches you and asks you, could you please lend me some money? And I don't want to lend this person money because I'm afraid he won't pay me back. He's still not allowed to say, Ainli. Because he says that all the situations where saying something which is not 100% true is permissible is only regarding the past. About the present and the future, there's never a heter. The Shalos HaTshuvos, Torah Lishma, Siman Shin Samech Daled, that we just mentioned, disagrees, and he says this is probably in the same category as the other situations that we've identified, and one is allowed to be Mishana under if it's with Pnei HaShalom. There's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Tezvov, Siman Yud Beis. He discusses where there are a number of doctors who are up as candidates to be accepted to be doctors in a very prestigious hospital. And the hospital administration, in determining which of these doctors they should choose, one of the ways they make that decision is based on articles that are written by these doctors in medical journals. And a doctor who wants to get accepted into this to this position asks, is he allowed to write an article and perhaps plagiarize from another article, or perhaps write some things in the article which are not 100% accurate in order to get accepted to this position? And he says that nobody will be hurt based on these articles. It's not that these articles are used in treatment of patients. So is it, or it's not used in treatment of patients, it's not used in diagnosis of patients. So the question is it permissible or not? So he says that the Isser of Medvash Sheket Tirchak doesn't only apply when you say a lie, it's included when you write a lie. Moreover, he says that this is considered Gneivas Das, and he says that Gneivas Das is even more serious than, very interesting, he says Gneivas Das may be even more serious than actual Gneiva. And he quotes the Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yoina, Shar Mem Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. Hachet hazeh, this is a ligma of Das Abrius, this is to be going of Das Abrius, Vafilu Das Nokri, Huchomer Eitzel Chachme Yisrael, Yoisu Migezla Nokri. Yan Abiyan, Kisvas Sheker, lying, Ashma Rab is a very serious sin. Meneschayavnu al Gidrei Emes, we are obligated to stay always truthful. Kimiusoide Hanefesh. So he explains that it's not, when we speak about lying, lying is not that the person who you lie to is the victim. Lying is that the person who says the lie is the victim. A person is not allowed to say a lie. Moreover, he says, just like adding information which is not accurate is considered lying, leaving out information which is pertinent, you know, certain information that may have an effect on the paper that you're writing, but it better for you not to write that information, that too is considered in the category of lying. He quotes another word from the Shari Tshuva in Shar Shlishi Simen Kuf Pei Vav. Bonem lo yishakru b'sipur dvar ma'ashiyishmu v'agodus ha'ma'oris. One should not lie about different stories they heard. Av yachlifu dvar ma'aloidus chavtseim ein hefslodam dover. What about if they just change some of the facts? Ach yimtzu kamat hanor b'shikrosom af ish enem avim mom b'kach. They'll change some of the details of the story. That doesn't really change the end result. Omer Rabbi Yisenu, says Rabbeinu Yoina, kigam zu osur. Saying something which isn't 100% accurate, even though it doesn't really have any pertinence to what is trying to be accomplished, is osur. Hu shenema limdu l'shoinem dava sheker. And he quotes the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras Haloshin. The one of the categories of sheker is when somebody hears a story, he just changes some of the information, even though it doesn't cause him any gain or loss. Or sometimes a person is going to make up a story in order that he should have a conversation piece with other people, or he should be considered a smart person. Nothing is gained, nothing is lost by the sheker. Avagodl ma'od onchoy ba'as ponov v'ahav a sheker v'yichaber avoynoy. His sin is considered a very serious sin. So, from here we see how careful one has to be not to say anything which is not 100% truth. And as the Tzitz Eliezer concludes his tshuva, the motto of our life should always be Ha'emes tzorch liyos ner l'raglenu. The truth should always be what leads us.